In recapitulation, justice, after passing through the state of negative communism, called by the ancient poets the age of gold, commences as the right of the strongest. In a society which is trying to organize itself, inequality of faculties calls up the idea of merit. Equité suggests the plan of proportioning not only esteem, but also material comforts to personal merit. And since the highest and almost the only merit then recognized is physical strength, the strongest, i.e. based on the given premise, I say, and consequently the best, ditto, is entitled to the largest share. And if it is refused him, he very naturally takes it by force. From this to the assumption of the right of property in all things is but one step. So, I comment, Proudhon has done it. Explain to us how it is that the Plato's tribesmen, the global state statesmen, can so stretch their imaginations as to think that in robbery, murder, torture, genocide, there exists glory or anything but bottomless soullessness. Continuing with Proudhon, such was justice in the heroic age, preserved at least by tradition among the Greeks and Romans down to the last days of their republics. Plato in the Gorgias introduces a character named Callicles, who spiritedly defends the right of the strongest, which Socrates, the advocate of equality, seriously refutes. It's related of the great Pompey that he blushed easily, and nevertheless, these words once escaped his lips: "Why should I respect the laws when I have arms in my hand?" This shows him to have been a man in whom the moral sense and ambition were struggling for the mastery, and who sought to justify his violence by the motto of the hero and the brigand. And I want to pause here and bring in Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. He discusses this question within the context of what he terms the protectionist view of the state, which Popper saw as a goal to steadily work towards. But it's a notion that Kropotkin and Proudhon have handily debunked, and which Nikola Tesla's gifts have rendered moot. We have to talk about this, along with all the subsequent technology invented that is useful for establishing the individual self-sufficiency of each as the basis of our global society. Are we discussing this? This is so critical. This being the political implication of one of Prince's conclusions at the end of The Rainbow Children, that we must, once healed from the brutalization of class, turn to, attend to, be led by the kingdom deep within. An order, by the way, to return to our earlier question, that comes from tuning our various instruments to the key of love. This Prince believed in, the power of love always guiding us as that inner voice we're made too busy to pay attention to cannot guide unless each individual is free. I am so angry at all the lies they are hoping to sink Prince with, bombard him with as they bombarded him with EMF. Establishing his truth, Prince's truth, means winning our freedom. I believe this, but I also want it, his truth, the truth established of what they did to him in and of itself. I want to see the record set straight. I want to see it set straight forever. And on that note, we are at the end of the show. Time for the outro, which with those last words brought to mind his song, Forever. Until next week, stay strong. I love you. Peace.
If I never get to hold your hand, if I never get to be your man, that's okay, 'cause I got other plans right now. Right now. If I never get to kiss your lips, if I never get to feel your hips close to me, that's okay, I ain't gonna trip. Not now. They say the opera just got all the fare. Cyprus, if I never get to take you swimming there, if you never know how much I care, oh, I swear, I swear. You know what? It's not fair.
Not fair. No, no.
If I never get to make you laugh, oh, if you never get to take that a bubble bath. You see, I don't wanna part with you. Not tonight. You're gonna be a part of my plans. I just won't. Listen. Future girl. If I never get to see your smile, underneath the white veil, walking up the aisle, I just might go crazy, might go wild. So let me tell you, baby, stop looking at me like that, let you wanna bite that.